For CJLO News, this is Alexandre Denis. The state of emergency in Montreal will be extended to deal with the flooding in the region. The state of emergency was first declared April 26th and was extended 2 days later. This gives the city more power to quickly deal with the flooding. It gives the city the right to purchase additional equipment, force residents to evacuate, and use private property for flood relief. The mayor said the state of emergency would remain as long as the water levels stay high. In provincial news, more details are emerging of the troubling case of a 7-year-old who was found dead in Granby earlier this week. The father of the girl defended the stepmother in court when she was accused of assaulting his daughter in 2017. The stepmother pled guilty after admitting to hitting the girl in the back of the head and pulling her hair. The girl was found in critical condition by police on Monday. She was in a coma and died in hospital on Tuesday. The father and stepmother were charged with forcible confinement on Wednesday. The stepmother was also charged with aggravated assault. The child's grandmother and mother had fought with the DPJ for custody since 2015. The grandmother had custody of the girl for the first 4 years of her life. Custody was then granted to the girl's father. In international news, the death toll from Ebola has reached 1,000 in the Congo. The outbreak declared in August is now the second deadliest in history. Dealing with the situation has been difficult due to security concerns. Ebola treatment centers have faced numerous attacks while trying to deal with the outbreak. A Cameroonian epidemiologist with the WHO was killed last month during an attack on a hospital in Butembo. Butembo was attacked again this Thursday. There have been 119 attacks since January in the Congo. 42 attacks were directly against health facilities. 85 health workers have been wounded or killed. The WHO says this Ebola outbreak is geographically contained despite the rise in cases. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.